Nun, und ich glaube, das ist auch der Talk mit am meisten oder
And I believe this is the talk with that is met or waited for with the highest expectation. Well, forget it. Anyway, Fefe and Frank, Fort News Show, and translators now are Sebastian and
Kai.
And some more coming up later. Next year, finally, the Apocalypse edition 2011. Okay, we'll do that again with sound, right? Can we have some bass as well? We need a bailout for the audio equipment, I think. Hello, audio. Can we have some bass, please? So we have some real oomph there. That it won't work that way. We can't work that way. Oh, please, kids. Next year, finally, the apocalypse. I'm having trouble pronouncing that word. We would have been finishing on time, but not this way. Fefe, I don't believe a word you're saying. Oh, come on. I've translated that one before. Next year, finally, the apocalypse. Shall we try again? Again.
Gibt's noch eine Aussage vom Audio?
Hä? Thanks to a discreet credit from the European Central Bank, this will still be in bailout broad format. I've just listening to the track on the headphones and there is no bass on it. Even if I turn the bass up, it's not there. Well, my laptop speaker has more bass than this. All right, we'll start with news from the economy. Right. And it was a good year, especially in the energy industry. Transocean, you may remember them, the company that owns Deepwater Horizon, the drilling platform in the Gulf of Mexico. And if you would have to guess which year was their best in terms of security, you would have chosen this one, wouldn't you? Well, if you think, well, Transocean, they were just part of BP. No. The shit would have been transferred to BP. It didn't. It wasn't. They thought they could pay a real bonus because they thought maybe sometime we won't have a bonus to pay out. Although I think they were just thinking if we pay that out, it's kind of a reparation payment or something. BP has this nice banner too, which probably they were would have liked to roll out. On that occasion. Speaking of oil, we all know the Saudi Arabians are the people that you don't want to spoil your relationship with. And when this thing in Egypt happened and no one quite knew where things were going, the Americans were almost going to switch and not support Mubarak anymore. And get behind, well, what could have been called the revolution, maybe. But then there was this kind of memorable phone talk between Obama and the Saudi king, whom we see up there. President Obama told him, well, it really won't work like that. And the response you can see there, the guy you can't see there is Obama, greeting the Saudi king, and you see a certain servitude in the appearance there. very obvious. Another thing in the online and entertainment industry, it was an interesting year as well. Sony being the most important player, Sony had certain problems with their customer relations, but they are very social media aware, at least. Actually, they commissioned an agency to run a Twitter account for them, and they have this avatar, and were showing that in their TV spots as well, and you could tweet to them, and he would respond, and someone briefed them what this hack string meant. We should explain that this string, everyone who was at the Congress last year should remember, it's one of the root keys with which you can run this exploit. There's another one which is longer. So Sony were running around this year and passing injunctions against everyone publishing this. So this was a kind of an unlucky context. As we all know, hacker can have a long memory, and Sony quite frequently appeared on hacking websites, on hacked website lists, and we were getting a lot of screenshots. So someone sent this.
Well, the sound is wrong. Hello, audio. Please correct the sound. We are sorry. Usually you should be able to hear stuff. The cable is supposed to be plugged in.
Ihr könnt uns ja mal ein paar Aktivboxen bringen und dann machen wir ein Mikrofon vor die Aktivboxen.
Someone bring us a pair of active speakers and we'll just put a microphone in front of that.
Ah, besser.
That's
Was
better. What did you do now? I plugged it in.
Are we fashionably late?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, you need to get ready. Готов.
Поехали.
Sì, sono pronta. Andiamo.
We have massive infection, multiple GPI and FSI viruses.
Who's coming from the boat now?
They're going for the colonel.
Belf, what's going on?
In short, Duke, a shitstorm.
Okay, let's continue. One of the...
You want the intro nochmal hören?
You want to hear the intro again?
Na gut.
All right then. Yes, sir.
Finally, the apocalypse.
So sollte das klingen.
That's how it was supposed to sound.
Next year.
Wir haben noch mehr Audio.
We got more audio.
Ruhig, ruhig, da kommt noch mehr Audio.
Keep calm, we have more.
Gut, dann skip mal.
Okay. All right.
So. Ihr werdet euch noch wünschen, ihr hättet euch kein Audio gewünscht.
So ist das in so einem Jahr, da gibt es Hoch- und Tiefpunkte.
You know, there are always ups and downs in a year.
And one of the downs
was certainly Roland Koch.
Das haben wir übrigens nicht zusammengeschnitten, das stand genauso auf tagesschau.de rechts.
And we didn't modify it, we took it like that from tagesschau.de. Das ist
tatsächlich sensitiv.
And you tend to get an eye when you compile the news from websites, and what we see is Mrs. Nahles, who Mr. Koch made a nice dinner for, which is normally not his job. We know in the engineering business,
you know that there is corruption and the experts are needed to get some structure into this. And an industry just like that that needs some kind of structure is the whole drugs trade industry. There's tough competition there, Mexico, and the question there is, why is it still continuing? What's the motor that drives the whole thing there? Surely there should be an end to this at some point.
Then
they've actually arrested the logistics head of some cartel who caused a bit of a bad mood by saying in court that he was just following orders and not from his bosses but from the FBI, the Homeland Security Department, and all kinds of US authorities that should actually prevent drug smuggling. So he may have been a CIA agent, but he didn't say that. If that wouldn't be as believable, we would have been bringing this under lame excuses, but the question is, how does it still continue? The American State Secretary had a nice answer to that. She was saying, we can't legalize drugs because there's just too much money in it. And she of course, has a great role model, and we should honor this one. We have a new award for that. And that's the
Maggie Thatcher Award for Infrastructure.
Maggie Thatcher Award for Infrastructure.
Tear down.
Deconstruction. We'll start with the virtual infrastructure. We'll have to talk about Maggie Thatcher first. Who remembers her? Okay, we have to say something about her. Maggie Thatcher was the Prime Minister of Great Britain. That what we call neoliberal politics was actually started by her. The trade unions were deindustrialization happened, trade unions were just put down, and banks took over, and everything's basically broken down. And we thought there is a certain trend this year that we should be following, and she is a worthy named patron for that. There was, for example, a global cryptocurrency. I was having a problem with that word from the start. A global cryptocurrency. I think I've got it now. It seems that this trend is not yet over, so we're looking forward to next year as well. You know how it is with these zombies, they always come back. So let's see who is going to rise from the dead. So let's keep in the online sector, stay there. Woman who cut internet to Georgia and Armenia had never heard of web. There was this funny case when all of Armenia was suddenly had no internet anymore. And it turned out that a woman digging for copper was there out in the wilderness and found the fiber and hit that. And she said she was just collecting wood, but no idea how this cable was there. It had just been lined between the trees or something. If you think about it, which area you would think of first when you privatize public infrastructure, what would you be thinking of? Something that doesn't affect human lives immediately. So first you would think of landmine clearing, wouldn't you? And Lower Saxony, where the CDU, the Conservatives are in government, our special friend Schumann, among others, they want to privatize the landmine clearing or munitions clearing service. Not in Germany, it's not landmine as such, but old ammunition from the Second World War. As usual with privatization, we were trying to visualize this somehow. So we have this brochure from a trustworthy source, and the brochure said, "Now what?" No, that's not what the brochure said, is it? Lower Saxony privatized ammunitions clearing service, what the brochure said. And from the field trials, there are first results as well. We have visualized what they will probably be getting for their money. You can't defuse that bomb. Trust me, I know what I'm defusing. This is what was delivered from the Lower Saxony privatized ammunitions clearing service. And then there is the cheap offer from the internet. Well, that area where we're always hearing about problems in the infrastructure was telecommunications, where cables were being stolen, copper cables melted and stolen before that. And you would think that mobile networks would be more secure against this, but it turns out, unfortunately, this is a mistake. In Great Britain, for example, Vodafone had massive problems after people were entering a data center, breaking into it, and stealing stuff. And if you don't know, the Chinese always try to get into anywhere at all where they find a gap in the market or expect one. If a country finds oil, next day the Chinese are knocking at your door and saying, wouldn't you like a 3G network or something? It doesn't cost that much. We'd like to roll out it here. Don't care about the 10 megabit maintenance line to Peking, Beijing, and there was this coincidence in America or Great Britain. They were thinking, well, if they can't keep up their mobile phone network anymore, we'll make them a good offer, and London received an offer for a free mobile phone network, and
as a gift because of the Olympics in this case. And it looked like the mayor of London had to really think about it, if he could even reject this offer, because they do have the money to build up such a network. But in the end, they turned it down because of national security issues.
And
I thought the design for the layout for the subway plan was quite nice. So that category wouldn't be perfect because without a favorite from last year. Definitely the champion. The Deutsche Bahn, the German railway company, has teared down infrastructure as well. They always find good reasons why something's not working. And in the first place, there's Mr. Maydorn. Luckily or unfortunately in this case, in the middle of the race, they're their joker skipped, and some of the air conditioning machines stopped working, and there were some so he's a real pro. Did some great work here. Deutsche Bahn tried to carry on with some remarkable success, partially.
And
you can't really deny it.
They
tried to give everything, but Mr. Ramsau was not very impressed, apparently.
And
there were some things that didn't look like fair game.
Haben halt offensichtlich versucht, bei der Konkurrenz irgendwie
and they
nicht
tried to sniff out their competitors.
Ja, wer es denn war, weiß man natürlich nicht, aber beim ADAC wurden Wanzen gefunden.
And they did find bugs at the AAA Germany.
Und hat dann tatsächlich noch am Ende
but Deutsche Bahn is not stupid, and in the end they managed
auch eigentlich unfairer Hilfe durch den Bund.
With some help from the federal state, they managed to erect the highest bridge of Germany, which unfortunately is not in it's not being operated right now.
Meine so kleine Rechenfehler kommen überall mal vor. Also selbst
small calculating errors already happen.
Wie zum Beispiel dem
israelischen Militär. For example, in the Israeli military.
Die haben es tatsächlich geschafft.
They actually got it to
zu einem Luftziel zu schicken, was ich später als das Sternbild Cassiopeia.
To send an helicopter to a target that was actually in Cassiopeia. Actually, they. Rumor has it that they actually got the wrong turn back.
We stay in the tagland. Der Grabeskirche in Bethlehem. Die Grabeskirche ist so eine richtig große Kirche, in der die ganzen christlichen Konfessionen dieser Welt jeweils so eine kleine Ecke haben. Und die haben so eine gewisse Tradition, sich da so ein bisschen auf die Keks zu gehen, insbesondere wenn es darum geht, wer welche Ecke sauber machen darf. So auch dieses Jahr, was dann dazu führte, dass sie sich da so ein bisschen zu Leibe rückt.
And as you can see,
Besenstiel und ähnlichem dann irgendwann die Polizei gerufen werden musste.
They had broomsticks and everything, and the police had to turn in.
Unter Polizeischutz.
And the police
weiterhin sauber machen müssen.
Controlled them while cleaning the church.
Und der Hammer daran ist, das machen die seit 1945. So 1945
they
waren die Briten da, die damals da herrschten, davon so genervt, dass sie die alle rausgeschmissen haben, muslimische Handwerker reingeholt haben, die dann eine Dachkonstruktion dahingestellt haben, die, glaube ich, bis heute so ungefähr steht oder bis vor ein paar Jahren da stand.
Und Provisorium, sagen wir mal.
Provisorium.
Bis da alles abgeteilt haben und dann wiederum einer muslimischen Hausmeisterfamilie den Schlüssel gegeben haben, weil sonst hätten sie sich die Christenfraktion dagegen
gesetzt, weil sie den Schlüssel weggenommen haben.
Ja, bleiben wir bei der Kirche.
We'll stay at the topic church.
Da gab es dieses Jahr ein peinliches Moment
this
in England,
year,
als
one embarrassing
der
thing in England,
Kinderschutzbeauftragte der katholischen Kirche
the
erwischt wurde, als er 4000 Kinderpornobilder dabei hatte.
Had 4000 child pornography pictures with him. And no, this is not the guy who was supposed to talk about that.
Und wie ihr wisst, sind wir immer sehr interessiert an Forschung und Wissenschaft. Und deswegen haben wir für euch tatsächlich die neue SI-Einheit, viele werden noch nicht davon gehört haben.
Group.
Es gibt mittlerweile eine neue SI-Einheit für Bullshit. Und
Bullshit.
Die ist benannt nach dem ehemaligen irakischen Propagandaminister Ashraf.
Es
wird angewendet auf einer nach oben offenen logarithmischen Skala.
And it's used on a
und haben auch ein Messinstrument wieder repariert und frisch geeicht und vom TÜV Süd prüfen lassen.
So, it has been checked by the German testing agency for devices.
Genau.
So, we're trying this out.
Offensichtlich ist hier gerade der Bullshit-Content im mittleren Bereich.
Obviously the Bullshit-Content at the moment is in the middle area. The whole scale is logarithmic, so, and it's open to the top.
Alternativlos.
Without alternative.
Ja, wir fangen mal ein bisschen an. Genau.
Also wir haben uns ein bisschen daran orientiert, mit was alles die Sicherheitsmaßnahmen begründet wurden in Deutschland dieses Jahr. Und wir legen mal hiermit los, als es nämlich hieß, wir brauchen die Flugdaten, das ist ja die ganze Zeit, aber sie konnten nicht auf irgendwas zeigen,
so they were looking for the
und dann haben sie halt die Flüsterfazelle aus dem Ärmel sich gezogen und haben dann gesagt,
things,
das auffällige Reiseverhalten hat die Terroristen
they just invented the Düsseldorf group.
Und dann müssen wir mal den Bullshit-Content.
Lustigerweise, die Informationen stammen von US-Diensten. Wir haben sie also mit einer Doppelmeldung
traveling
zu tun.
Behavior,
wird nicht nur die Fluggastdatenaufspeicherung begründet, sondern auch die Weitergabe an die US-Dienste.
Recording of the flight data, but also sending it to the US Secret Services. We need access to the telecommunication data urgently. Is the justification that we need to know if there are any people polluting the Rhine?
Sehr schwer,
so
weil die
that's one
ermitteln.
one of the things we found out. As you see, finding the reason for this accident is very hard to find, so you definitely need communication data.
And the solution was to put all the acid into the Rhine.
They also did that just to save the environment. And it will just get diluted in the Rhine anyway. Another target to justify security measures are attempts of terrorism.
This sympathetic guy is the chief of the Interior Secret Service
in Austria.
But Bullshit is everywhere, and he looked at Norway, and it's in the middle sector, but basically he said that Norway can happen everywhere.
That's why we need saving of telecommunication. Now we have our most favorite person in Germany, Hans-Peter Uhl, who is
conservative party's expert for interior policy.
Our former Minister of the Interior also had some great quotes.
Man kann natürlich nicht sagen, aber sie waren auf jeden Fall sehr wirksam.
So it couldn't really be told if the security measures could have prevented the terror attack.
Ja, und auch unser neuer Innenminister ist tatsächlich
ein würdiger Amtsnachfolger.
And the new Minister of the Interior is a
mit einem konspirativ agierendes Nazi-Terror-Trio hätte man mit der Vorzeitschrift ganz sicher finden können.
Das schlägt dann schon relativ weit aus. Nazi-Terror-Trio could have been found out.
Ja, Herr Friedrich ist natürlich irgendwie ein großer Freund des Spruchs vom rechtsfreien Raum. Aber er möchte natürlich, dass die
Vorzeitschrift
klingt mittlerweile so ein bisschen angefressen. So, er will eine Mindestdatenspeicherung. Also Mindest klingt irgendwie harmlos.
So now he's actually demanding a minimum data retention.
Ja, ich meine, es gibt natürlich noch andere Gründe, warum man merkwürdig angucken könnte. Zum Beispiel, dass mittlerweile wirklich amtlich festgestellt ist, dass die Vorratsdatenspeicherung überhaupt nicht
lief. There's other reasons to look at people funny. For example, the European Union actually scientifically reasoned that there's no reason data retention policies would have helped anywhere. So let's pick up the pace a little. The bullshit-o-meter is gaining speed. Am Ende, vom Timing her, war das extra Bullshit.
Denn diese Aussage, dass wir die Zeitpunkt, als die gerade gesagt haben, dass wir die nicht brauchen, ist right in the moment that they actually showed that we don't need undercover operatives on the fucking ships. Weil es geht nicht darum, dass wir einen Überwachungsstaat brauchen.
So, then the Conservative Party, the CDU, actually stated that they don't actually want they only want to know who communicated with whom, when and about what.
Schön, dass wir das geklärt haben.
Also die Grundlage davon ist natürlich, dass die Beamten
so
nur
obviously
das tun,
the,
sie
the basis for this is that
davon auch sehr überzeugt.
Public workers can only do what
unser Wissensinstrument doch eher etwas
only do what they're actually allowed to do.
Spezifisches Dementi, denn zu dem Zeitpunkt
and this is a nice example for overly suspicious denial because
nur, dass der Trojaner
they specifically denied that they did anything more than they were allowed to, only that the Trojan actually did more. And it culminates in our Minister of Interior expecting virtual bombs. And there goes our bullshit on meeting.
Also als Innenminister hat man es schon nicht leicht, aber man hat auch so gewisse Wagen.
So, Minister of Interior, not an easy job, also but so of course you also have your own tools. So.
Als wir den Trojaner enttarnt haben und irgendwie die Presse nur so scrollte mit Vorwürfen an die Behörden,
the Bundestrojaner.
So, da muss man natürlich schon mal so ein bisschen in sich gehen, was man da tun kann. Und was man da tun kann, ist eine Ablenkung schaffen.
So,
dafür gibt es einen Fachbegriff, den wollen wir heute mal ein bisschen intensiver vorstellen.
You're going to try to distract people, an, and there's also a technical term for this.
Oktober, so irgendwie,
we want to show you how it works. So it's October 10th,
halt so
everything
hin,
sucks
so
for the Minister of Interior.
An,
everybody's calling them, the press is all upset. So the first emergency measure is that I actually took him to Afghanistan. As the Minister of Interior, so it's not straight away obvious why he would be in a foreign country. And
gut,
we guess that he's in
a aber gut, der Mann ist
maximum distance from
the
microphone.
Muss man sich entweder äußern
so,
oder dafür sorgen,
but
dass
the shitstorm keeps going and you have to find a way to actually deal with it. And the usual tactic for this is
die Meldung aus den Schlagzeilen verdrängen. Also auf der Webseite gibt es nur eine erste Meldung.
There's actually one big article about vandalism
Anschlag am Berliner Hauptbahnhof verhindert.
On the trains between Hamburg and Berlin, and
then
it goes on with
prevent
a terror attack in the Berlin main station.
Völlig
and
fiese Anschlagszonen haben sie die auch in einem, also in
gut, wenn man das really sieht, versteht man, warum sie glauben, dass man den Bombenräumdienst privatisieren kann.
So we suppose that's the reason why they think they could privatize the bomb squad.
Und sie haben dann halt auch schon mal die Mittel, die man so einem privatisierten Bombenräumdienst geben
and
kann, ausprobiert,
the means
nämlich
that
ein Hochsicherheitsabtransportgefäß. Und das war so bullshitty, dass selbst Herr Wiefels
so
Putz, ja, also der, nicht gerade bekannt
Putz
als jemand, der nun besonders...
Sonst kein Feind der milden Bullshit-Berieselung.
Selbst
dem ist das zu viel geworden.
Even him, even for him it was
too
much.
Der Fachbegriff, den wir dafür haben, ist der des dreiköpfigen Affen.
Name for it is the three-headed ape.
Und für die, die es nicht kennen wollen, weil es noch mal kurz erklären, wo es eigentlich herkommt.
Ja, das kommt aus dem Spiel Monkey Island.
It's from the game
Monkey
Island, and we have a screenshot here.
Ja, also es geht darum, der Protagonist ist hier
it's
auf der linken
this,
Seite gerade im Bild und er hat gerade jemanden aus dem Gefängnis herausgebrochen und möchte gerne dazu bringen, dass er ihm hilft bei seinem Weltrettungsplan und erklärt ihm jetzt, was er tun soll.
World
das ist
rescuing
ihm dann noch ein bisschen
system
zu viel und
and was already a little too much
rauszukommen.
And he tries to get out of the situation
und,
and
well,
he's
genau
trying to get around that.
Und hat dann den rettenden Einfall.
And he has the saving idea.
Ja, ein bisschen mehr stammeln. Und dann, oh, hinter dir ein dreiköpfiger Affe.
Oh, look behind you, three-headed monkey.
Und das funktioniert?
And that actually works.
Und wenn man dann nicht für weitere Ablenkung sorgt, dann fällt das leider schnell auf. Aber die Presse hat das ein bisschen, die Presseabteilung der Ministerien haben das perfektioniert. Wir haben gleich noch Beispiele.
They perfect
und Unternehmen auch so. Ein schönes Beispiel dafür ist Apple. Apple hat ja so ein Problem mit diesem Location
Gate. Apple has a problem
so,
with this location gate,
which
everything was bad and the press was bad.
Selbst irgendwie hartgesottene
Apple Fans
waren sich nicht so ganz sicher, aber
even Apple fans were kind of puzzled about the situation.
Aber Apple hatte eine Lösung, und
but
zwar,
Apple had a solution.
Hey, es gibt ein weißes iPhone.
Wow, that's a white iPhone.
Ja, noch so ein schöner
well, something else.
Instance von
ja, ist halt hochskaliert.
Instance von
there's an instance
der of dreiköpfigen Affen war
the three-headed monkey.
Am 2. November.
It was on 2nd November.
So eine Häufung von unangenehmen
Meldungen.
Das sah halt richtig scheiße aus. So
and the Euro
also
in Greece was a problem.
Das war der amerikanische Ansatz, wenn sie Probleme haben.
This was American.
Da hat der Kongress dann darüber abgestimmt, ob man weiter "In God We Trust" sagen soll oder nicht.
And they were puzzling whether we should say "In God We Trust", but it's not that easy in Europe. So
in England gab es eine Schlagzeile.
In England they had to think that the health fund could be used for road repairs, and Israel plans to speed up settlement growth. And then the Brits came to the idea that they had to take back the topic of Iran. And then and we have a special expert in Germany who uses this trick a lot. And we know him. Afghan shoots three German soldiers.
So that is the former minister of economy in Germany and also of defense who had to step down because of his fake dissertation. And we looked at what he said about all these things, and he claimed that he had put everything on 80 different discs, and every different chapter of his dissertation had been put on different discs. So this is Gutenberg on his way to the doctor. And he's on the way to his doctor dissertation, and this is the final boss on the right side. So to clarify the story, he had to give back his PhD in law because they found out it was fake. So he has a new job. He helps the European Commission on internet things. This is his new work vehicle, his new work machine. Control, copy, and paste. And
also ganz begeistert
his first reaction was that. So he wasn't really happy about that. But
also die CDU hat natürlich immer diesen schönen Slogan.
The so CDU has the slogan ascension through education, and they miss this copy paste. Part, and this is ascension without education on this picture.
Aber ist da halt nicht der
but he's not
also
alone.
From this kind of ad busting,
we move on to the classical advertising industry. Classical advertising industry. This is a Google AdWord about another politician who had been found of faking their dissertation, and you can see Google AdWords
with
some sort of help with becoming a PhD. There's also other countries with education and research.
So this is
apparently the Iran built a flying UFO with lots of confetti. So apparently they built something themselves. It was before their drone. They captured the drone. They learned a lot from the Americans. They had problems with some viruses and then their control systems. Where they told, so apparently the control stations were a little hijacked, and there you can see them playing Farmville.
This
story has lots of nice aspects. For example, the responsible antivirus from the antivirus unit in the Air Force learned from the press about that incident, not about from the department. So that makes it clear why the Iranians managed to capture this drone, so which the Americans then said, no, that couldn't happen. We didn't have any drones of that kind in the area, and then they had to admit that they might have had a drone. There was a cascade of denial and then admitting things, and then in the end, the Iran showed this drone. So it's very profitable to get one of these things down there, and I can imagine that you can earn a lot of money with inviting the Chinese and the Russians to have a look at it for an hour or two, you know, by the hour. And the Pakistanis are in the same situation. They captured something, made a little booty by stealing the stealth helicopter that got lost while capturing Osama. And they showed this to their Chinese friends, and they announced it, and they were thinking about it. And the Chinese then brought up some good arguments about that by giving them 50 fighters, and they said that was an emergency delivery. Obviously, China was in more need than Pakistan. And then Pakistan, after shooting down Osama, they closed down their borders. And in the turn of this story, there came out some details about the Pakistani nuclear program. One of them is that because they are afraid of the Israelis and the Americans and the Indians taking away their nuclear power, their nuclear force, they are driving it around in normal cars. So these are kind of cars that normally drive around in Pakistan, and we thought maybe you can disguise it even more, for example, in the horse carriage or in other animal transports. And then we noticed that there is a maskation fail, because it looks, even in a masked manner, it looks like a mushroom cloud.
So one of our classics is always the Inspector Clouseau Award. And there are some headlines where you just don't have to add anything, you just have to throw them in here. Like the German, the BKA is looking
German police office in the looks state. For state children at federal state authorities.
Es gab in den 80ern mal so eine Punkband, die hieß V-Man Joe, die haben wir auf dem Plattencover gefunden, oben links.
Which is funny enough, in the 80s there was a punk band called V-Man Joe, so Undercover Agent Joe.
Na, also der eine hat,
and we found some photos of them from back then.
Mit jetzt überwachenden Tierschützerin, und der andere hat wohl sogar eine geheiratet. Also das war,
so the Undercover Agents of the BKA, they did things like father children with one of their targets, and so this is really good undercover work. So with the Nazis it's obviously different. The undercover agents are a little closer to the surface.
Ich frage mich ja, ob sie eigentlich mittlerweile genug haben, dass sie die NPD nicht einfach auflösen können.
So one wonders if they don't just have enough, so they could just dissolve the NPD at once.
Und die Polizei,
then again, when they all leave, maybe it's only the janitor remains.
Die Polizei hat auch noch so andere Probleme. Also in München
but the police has their own problems. So, for example, in Munich, they started using the new digital radio system, Tetra. And they already cracked the encryption.
Nicht die Krypto, die Polizei angeblich verwendet, aber es,
not the cryptography that police uses,
halt
but the base system.
Halt
and then in turn, they turned it off again because it worked very well. And they went back to the analog radios.
Ist, diese Dinger
you can see in the picture. So the problem is these things were built in the 80s and they're really slow.
And
they are kind of reaching the end of their lifetime. Really hard to get enough old devices so you can get all the necessary scrap parts. And we already discovered the fallback that they're going to use when even the analog devices break down, and this is how it looks like.
Ja, und der Gewinner des diesjährigen Clouseau
Awards. And the winner of this year's Inspector Clouseau Award
Bundesbehörde, die
is a federal agency that is very much looking out for security, and they actually managed to lose the building plans for their top secret new central building, the Bundesnachrichtendienst, the German Secret Service.
Das Spannende daran war ja, dass die ganzen beteiligten Bauherren alle überhaupt keinen Zugriff auf den vollen Plan hatten, sondern immer nur so
all the involved companies didn't actually have access to the complete plans, and they only got their part, and the rest was was disinformation, and they still managed to lose the entire plans. And that's something. And the funny thing is that it just keeps going on like that. So after the new building, which actually spent lots of money on, and trying to make sure that people don't actually have access to the entire plans, it ended up that they had to replan the whole floor.
Man kann ja gegen Putin sagen, was
so
man will, ne?
Also you can say what you want against Putin, but he actually gets things done. So Russia finally managed to get rid of daylight savings time.
Und da wurde uns dann ein aus diesem Anlass aufgelegtes spezielles Uhrenmodell zugespielt, was
and we were sent a special model of clock that always shows the correct time, which is very pretty. One more on the topic of Putin.
In Russland, man achte auf die
Herren. As you may have noticed, there have been elections in Russia not too long ago.
Mal gucken, dass die nicht runterkommt.
If you just look at the background, look at the people that are making sure that the sky doesn't fall. And
ein optischer Scanner, und sie hatten auch wohl Wahlcomputer, und damit ist dann wohl auch zu erklären, dass sie halt irgendwie eine.
That was an optical scanner. They did have election machines apparently, and the way the results were tallied up was interesting. Here is the total. The highest approval rates, of course, were in Chechnya.
But Putin
can assure us he has nothing to do with all this, because the reason is interesting. It's similar to Gutenberg. As one of the candidates, I don't need any manipulation. Of course, Mr. Putin is, as you know, a particular friend of showmanship. And we have some exclusive information that we were able to use in the Ford News show photo novella. Moving scenes, greatest emotions, huge drama. It starts with an interesting love letter that Mr. Putin received, and of course he was thinking, who could have sent that heart? And there you go, Mrs. Merkel, and you do then get your hopes up, don't you? And here they are flirting somewhat, but Mrs. Merkel, of course, is a professional, and no, it was just a professional flirt, says the headline. Poor Mr. Putin. And because she, obviously, she is taken. Mr. Sarkozy there.
But
a real man like Putin, who has options always, he knows how to console himself. A real man friendship. His good friend Berlusconi. But why does Angela look in that strange way?
Oh la la,
politics has certain depths and more.
Und man kann also auch
and you can, of course, see that body language of Mrs. Merkel is somewhat revealing. It has changed over time. This is her body language from last year. Body language old, a common solution. Body language new, democracy is optional. Somewhat more energetic there. And Mrs. Merkel has a very specific kind of crisis management, which is mainly about not letting the crisis go into everyday experiences. The Men in Black principle of crisis management. We have no time for hiding this shit. You may have forgotten, but there's an outer space battleship. Well, there's always some battleship that wants to eradicate life on this planet, and they have just one chance to continue living by not knowing anything.
Also ungefähr
this
funktioniert
roughly is how crisis management works in Germany.
Also es geht halt
it's about
es geht halt darum, dass die Krise nicht im Alltag
it's about
ankommt.
Not letting the crisis arrive in everyday experience. So and it's not to be underestimated, it works, works so well.
Also die probieren
these to try
so,
other ways, apparently. To save the banks.
Aber, but, tja,
well,
die Amerikaner
the Americans, in the end, are faster.
Ja, Frau Merkel war dann doch noch so ein bisschen
and
sauer.
Mrs. Merkel was a bit peeved about all this, and there was a discreet telephone call, revenge around the corner, small message, news item. Libya was saying, well, we did finance Mr. Sarkozy's election campaign costs. We would like to have them back.
Und das war dann auch das erste Land, was die Rebellen als
this was the first country, then France, that actually recognized rebels as the new government.
Ja, dieses Jahr hat uns well, noch ein
this year we had another
nicht nur ein Diktator, not just
one dictator, a great golf player too.
Also hat halt die weltbeste Partie Golf gespielt in seiner ersten Runde.
He played the world's best golf.
Interessant finde ich diesen
Round,
also, ne? nicht what's on your round. Christmas shopping list, sondern who's on your Christmas shopping list.
So. Interesting okay. Headline there, who's on your Christmas shopping list?
Schnell, genau. Da kann man sich nämlich eine
because there you can
als Erinnerung zum selber basteln.
As a memory you could fix this yourself, build this yourself.
Ja, es gab dann noch ein paar andere Kuriositäten.
So there were another couple of other curiosities from North Korea. For example, the rumor was that they financed their nuclear bombs by letting their population to farm gold in World of Warcraft. We found some pictures. Here's the Pioneer education for the World of Warcraft farming. And in China even, inmates are forced to go farm gold. Really great. We all for always had a category for the clearest case of suicide, and we found such a singular example this year.
It's a
clear case of suicide by
a Chinese anti-corruption
officer who killed himself with 11 stabs in his body and one into his throat, and the knife had a cloth around its shaft. So yeah, obviously that's clearly suicide. There is another category for the Walter Ulbricht Prize for democratically legitimated building management. Walter Ulbricht built the Berlin Wall and called it democratically legit.
There's
no other question than giving it to Stuttgart 21, which is the popular decision, the election about
Stuttgart building a
train station in, for very many millions of euros. And the ballot was that if you were against the train station, you had to vote for yes, and if you were for the train station, you had to vote for no. Congratulations to a small bug. That is the reason for the building measures to halt at the moment. So while we are at democratically legitimated procedures, White Russia, Belarus is an example. So the regime wants to know who is part of the protests, and so they use mobile phone data and location data and and for example, forbid clapping and arrest a one-armed man for clapping anyway. So they are trying to clap with one hand now in the audience.
Und besonders schnell lernt man
especially
in
fast you will learn in Saxony,
in Sachsen wurde diese Methode mit dem
this method let's have a look who was on that demonstration by looking at the mobile phone data. They did this the same thing the police in Belarus did by looking at the mobile phone data of attendees of an anti-Nazi demonstration, and obviously this was very very urgently necessary and in order to prevent large felonies and crimes. And there's another couple of pictures pictures of policemen using soft measures of self-defense, especially the picture on the right, top right, and journalists are also dangerous, and you can't just say only because he's a journalist he's not dangerous for democracy. So this is what it looks like from the perspective of journalists. So,
ja, und auch weitere Einsatzmittel der Polizei werden sehr maßvoll eingesetzt. Also Polizeireiter zum Beispiel,
uses, for example, policemen on horses,
ganz klar gegen erkannte Feindesterroristen
and
eingesetzt.
Everything is only used against clearly identified terrorists. And in the upper right corner, this kind of went wrong. Try to use police birds
aber es gibt noch andere Versuche, die
there were other attempts that looked promising. For example, they are getting new batons.
Die Polizei hat natürlich immer so ein gewisses Problem mit diesen Identifikationsnummern.
The police always has a problem with identification numbers.
In Großbritannien kleben sie die halt einfach ab.
For example, in Great Britain, they simply cover their ID numbers. And they have been doing this here for years, but now they have a new way to do it.
ID-Marken. Und die ID-Marken in Berlin
now they have
hat die Gewerkschaft der Polizei mit dem Hinweis abgelehnt, die seien so scharfkantig,
and
they
reject this because they said the edges of these dog tags were too sharp.
Und wir haben nicht verstanden, warum sie nicht einfach gesagt haben, schön, kreatives neues Notwehrhilfsmittel.
Aber didn't understand why they were rejecting them.
Ja,
because we thought it would be effective against terrorists. So policemen don't always have it easy, as you can clearly see on this picture here.
Da geht's halt manchmal links rum so, dann rennt der Demonstrant vor den Polizisten weg.
Sometimes the demonstrants fleeing the policemen, and sometimes the other way around.
Und im Laufe des diesen Jahres wurde eine neue Methode entwickelt.
In the course of this year, a new method has been developed.
Zu wehren,
to defend against the
nicht zu schützen, aber es zumindest lustiger zu machen.
Or not even and make it funnier at least.
Ja, ein alter Bekannter,
and now an old favorite,
der Mielke Schilly Award, für Mielke Schilly
Award for maximum distance to reality.
Da haben wir unseren ersten Kandidaten.
Here we have our first contestant, the United States of America. We found a few prisons where they were doing torturing here. And the name of these prisons are Camp Honor and Camp Justice.
Da haben wir dann auch gleich gesagt, okay, wir brauchen keinen anderen Kandidaten mehr.
We thought, okay, we don't need any more contestants.
Gibt dieses Jahr noch einen neuen Award, nämlich den
we have a new award this year.
Victor Baut Award für nachhaltige Wirtschaftsförderung.
Victor Baut Award for
für diejenigen, denen Victor Baut nicht sagt, Victor Baut war einer der
Sustainable Economic Development
auf diesem Planeten.
Thanks.
Seine Lebensgeschichte wurde verfilmt.
His life story has been made into a film.
Lord of War.
And it's called Lord of War.
There are over 550 million firearms in worldwide circulation. That's one firearm for every 12 people on the planet. The only question is, how do we arm the other 11?
Und da haben wir dieses Jahr eine Menge Kandidaten.
And we have a lot of contestants this year.
Nicht nur im Film, sondern auch
the question that was just posed in the movie is also something that governments ask themselves whenever a country is about to go broke.
And
governments ask themselves if they shouldn't use the opportunity to sell some weapons to these countries, and if they can't pay, we just invade them. The main thing is we export military goods. In this case, it was France who exported a couple of battleships to Greece. Because that was obviously the problem they had in Greece. They didn't have enough battleships.
Die Griechen hatten noch ein anderes Problem. Sie hatten noch ganz eindeutig zu wenig Panzer.
And they also had another problem. They didn't have enough tanks as well.
Amerikanern angeboten bekommen.
So the United States offered some tanks to them.
Also wie wir gerade sehen, jetzt haben sie offenbar Fregatten und Panzer.
And as we can see now, they have battleships and they also have tanks. And now everything's okay. So no one is hearing any bad news from Greece. So the next question is, what if you don't find a foreign country with problems?
Was macht man denn, wenn man im Ausland keinen Käufer findet für die Militärhardware?
What do you do if no one in other countries wants to buy your military hardware? You have to look in your own country.
Benutzt, genau, nämlich ja. Ihre Psy-Op-Abteilung. Um US-Senatoren davon zu überzeugen,
so the US military tried to convince US senators to buy more military equipment.
Deutschland kann natürlich nicht zurückstehen, also wir haben jetzt ja
Germany said we have to be at least as good as they are. So we got a new minister of war.
Da kann man natürlich nicht so genau hingucken, wohin man die schickt, sondern muss vor allem danach gehen, wer Geld hat.
And his opinion is you shouldn't look too closely to who is buying the military equipment, but rather what kind of money you're getting for it. So despite several lackings in human rights questions, Saudi Arabia is still a haven of stability in the region, so it wasn't a problem to deliver military goods to them.
Na, wenn man die Saudis beliefert, dann muss man auch Israel beliefern.
And if you ship military equipment to Saudi Arabia, you have to ship it to Israel as well.
Also, ihr wisst schon, so Stabilität ist es mit den zwei Waagschalen und so, ne?
Because after all, stability is
also ist eine deutsche Tradition, die kann man ja nicht einfach.
About the two sides of a scale.
Herr Krupp war ja da schon sehr. Und das macht heutzutage Daimler. Ne? Daimler geht's gut so. Wir haben ja mal so zwei Ausschussbilder.
Daimler is doing that, and we have two pictures of Daimler. They are shipping goods to Malaysia and also to Iran.
Also sind ja nur LKWs, ne? Also da muss man sich nicht
so after all, they're only shipping trucks to those countries and nothing else.
Eigentlich nur so zum Sachen durch die Gegend fahren, ne? So.
Genau.
Ja, newcomer auf dem Markt
a newcomer on the market is
Libyen, ne? Die haben
Libya.
Ein paar sehr,
they have a few
innovative
very innovative products on the market there,
sich vor allem durch Robustheit und einfache
which excel in robustness and simplicity.
Und
da
kann man eigentlich
you can
nur viel Glück wünschen
just
mit
wish them luck with their exports there. New trend in the weapon market, of course, also is
also
weapons becoming more cute.
So
you know the Hello Kitty AK-47 there.
Und unten rechts sehen wir das Modell
there,
der Pistole Gaddafi.
This is the Gaddafi pistol.
Kann sich schon so einige so Cosplay Uniformen vorstellen.
You can imagine Cosplay uniforms, can't you?
And nicht nur im Waffenbereich,
not just
also
in the weapons market, the physical
trend
weapons market has this pink trend, but the electronic surveillance measures, censorship page like this,
weil sonst fühlt man sich doch da
must look
so
pretty, doesn't it?
So
wasn't it? Because you would then feel, otherwise you would feel restricted.
Katar, genau.
That was Katar, the Katar page that you get if you try to serve to a porn page. And, well, it's pink. There you go.
Ja, also
yes,
eine Firma, die
and
da auch
another company that was in the headlines was Nokia at the last carnival there. I don't know if other countries have it, but German carnival has always,
aber der
does always have floats
des,
with political satire on it. And then the winner of the award for sustainable economic development is the trade marine, the
indische Fregatte zu versenken.
That managed to sink a British frigate.
Und die Inder meinten, noch nie wurde eine Fregatte von einem Zivilschiff versenkt.
And this has never happened, an Indian a warship being sunk by a civilian ship. That was the Indian Marines' response there.
Ja, so macht man das bei
so
als Handelsvertreter.
It,
man sorgt dafür, dass es auch gleich
do you make sure that there are follow-up
du meinst, griechische Fregatten sollten sich besser von französischen Handelsschiffen
does that mean that Greek frigates should keep away from French trade ships?
Ja.
Well,
noch ein neuer Award
a new
ist
award
der
Anatoly
Bogorsky
Award
für
the
nuclear
Anatoly Bogorsky Award for nuclear security. Does anyone know Anatoly Bogorsky, the only known man, a person that managed to survive despite putting his head into the red
array of, an, of a particle accelerator. He still is living. And,
and
on the right there, that's the Russian particle accelerator. It does look a bit homemade, doesn't it?
Groß, ne?
But, well...
Och, na ja.
Still, I'm sure it's working. First candidate here is for this nuclear safety award.
Der ist gefunden worden.
Found
im Abwasser.
In the waters.
Im Abwasser von einem Atomkraftwerk ist der gefunden worden.
In the exhaust water of some nuclear facility, but of course there's no danger for the population.
Natürlich immer die Frage, wenn denn doch mal was passiert,
if someone does happen, how do you communicate this, right?
And
this year, with the Fukushima thing there, a few things came up, among others, hints about the ways that the communication should be handled in case an emergency. First thing, you would use numbers that would be suppressed for call the line identification,
so people would not be able to call back.
If you
approach the public, use PowerPoint presentations,
this is a suggested structure outline of a PowerPoint presentation. So this is what you do to explain to the press that everything's all right.
And
another thing we learned this year is there are nice units, the micromort, a measurement unit for the risk, for the probability to die. A micromort is a 1 to 1 million risk of dying. And we were scrolling up there a bit, and there you are.
So context-sensitive every reader
would be donating 5 euros, our donation campaign would be over now.
One of the more
astonishing things connected to the Fukushima catastrophe was what Greenpeace was saying, well, the situation is so bad there,
we'll have to let them
release some radioactive gas into the environment. Great idea.
What
Greenpeace is saying, those things must be really bad. And of course it did work.
Wir haben auch in Deutschland so Atomanlagen.
In Germany we have facilities like that one too.
One of,
there is a certain old problem in Jülich, a high-temperature reactor that was operating with spheres like that. It's a never-ending story. They were taking down that reactor, and sure, we've covered this one already. And then all these spheres went missing, and there was an item this year about these spheres that had to be corrected, because apparently the spheres had been found again, and yesterday there was an item that they had been found in the sewers around the reactor. Some strange spheres had been found, and they weren't quite sure. And they were getting the men in the safety suits there, and no danger to the population.
And spannenderweise, wenn man interestingly, in Fußgängerzone
if you go
geht,
into the pedestrian area in the center of Jülich,
there
is actually a fountain there that uses spheres.
Wie uns versichert wurde, handelt es sich dabei um die Kugeln, die vorher für die mechanischen Tests verwendet wurden. Also
completely unharmful, no danger to the population.
Aber schön dabei war, dass die
erste Meldung
war halt, sie haben diese Kugeln gefunden und sie.
The first news was that they found those and they didn't know what they were, if they were radioactive or not.
Wie lange die ja noch Moment spielen werden wahrscheinlich schon lange.
I'm curious how long they are keeping this game up.
Ja, und Überraschung.
Also damit konnte auch niemand rechnen.
And there was another surprise
that
the garbage
da doch,
in the nuclear waste repository,
they
were unable to get it out.
In Japan haben sie auch schon immer lustige Sachen mit Atomkraftwerken gemacht.
Also in Japan, they always make funny things in their nuclear reactors.
They actually managed to get a piece of a crane
stuck into a reactor in a way they couldn't get it back out.
They
tried to pull it out and they were afraid to do it because they were... They thought the reactor might... pieces of the reactor before they pieces of the crane.
And then they said, naja, we have noch some crack.
Ja, der Umgang mit solchen Risiken ist natürlich immer eine Frage von
Außenpolitik. Das ist ein guter PR. Wir kennen das
von Chernobyl. Wir haben den bayerischen Umweltminister in Milchpulver rumgerührt. und glaube auch davon gegessen so, und seitdem etabliert sich so ein Schema, dass
one of the ministers of ecology
immer essen müssen, was völlig ungefährlich für die Bevölkerung
ist. They got in front of a camera and
je nachdem wie grob die Gefahr ist, muss der Minister selber ran.
And the thing is that depending on how big the risk is that the minister is willing to put himself in.
In England, da musste der Landwirtschaftsminister mit seiner armen Tochter.
For example, in England,
oder die spanische Landwirtschaftsministerin musste Gurken essen, von denen nicht so ganz klar war, ob die jetzt richtig okay sind und sauber sind. Okay. Denn der japanische Unterstaatssekretär
like cucumbers where they couldn't be sure if they are okay or not.
So. And
in Japan they drank water from the vicinity of the Fukushima plant.
Und zwar zu Recht so, also wir haben dann noch einen japanischen Fernsehmoderator, der mit großer Freude
TV reporter in Japan who ate food from the area of Fukushima and unfortunately he was diagnosed with cancer a little bit later and
ja, wo wir gerade bei Murmeln waren,
kommen wir zu
den traditionellen Balls of Steel Awards.
And since we're talking about balls right now, we get to our traditional Balls of Steel Award now.
Und da gab es dieses Jahr echt viele Kandidaten.
And, there were a lot of contestants
Leute,
this year.
Die irgendwie ein sehr
people who
also da hat jemand einen echt
Sparta.
Geht auch ein bisschen kreativer, ich weiß.
There are also more creative ways to do it.
Ein echter heißer Anwärter waren natürlich die Leute im Wendland so, mit die sich da
people in the Wendland have a good chance of winning this award this year.
Also man beachte unten rechts in dem Tunnel die kleine Maschinenverwehung.
Pay attention to the pile of machinery in the tunnel.
Das kommt schon mal vor, es war Herbst und windig.
That happens, it was fall and it was very windy.
Ja, besonders schön ist so ein Balls of Steel, wenn man damit auch richtig die Presse erreicht.
Very nice is these Balls of Steel, if you can get the press to notice it.
Das war eine Assistentin im kanadischen Parlament.
This was an assistant in the Canadian Parliament.
Wenn der Premierminister reinläuft und ein Stop Harper-Schild in die Kameras hält.
Harper's sign into the camera, and Harper is the minister who's sitting in the background, and she was laid off the same day, but she must have thought it was worth it.
Ja, noch jemand, der offensichtlich doch relativ
and here we have another candidate.
Der Fahrer von diesem Fahrzeug, was in New York rumfuhr, bei den Occupy-Protesten.
Ja, auch ein sehr schönes Beispiel für Mut und Zivilcourage im Alltag.
And we have another fine example for civic courage in everyday life. Where they apparently erected a wall inside a doorway here.
Aber den Preis gewonnen hat jemand,
the winner of the prize,
völlig unmöglich gehalten
someone who did something that we didn't think was possible this year.
In Pyongyang gegen Kim Il-jong
he actually managed to put a graffiti into a wall in Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea. And it was
daraufhin
a graffiti against Kim Jong-il.
Für dreieinhalb Tage komplett runtergefahren und niemanden ein- oder ausreisen lassen.
And they closed the borders for 3.5 days and were looking for the guy who made the graffiti, but apparently they didn't find him.
Es gibt auch kein Bild von diesem Graffiti aus
There's
naheliegenden Gründen.
There's no picture of this graffiti for certain reasons.
Ja, dieses Jahr haben uns ja eine Menge Leute verlassen, verlassen dieser Welt oder durch Rücktritt verschiedenster Arten
or from
oder stepping des politischen
back.
Lebens und da so viele waren, haben wir das
and
mal
so many of them, so we combined them in a whole sequence.
Se non ci sei tu qua
President of Germany. At the moment, he still is one.
So there's a scandal in Germany about him lending money from, not from banks, but from friends, and there's talk about him maybe stepping down soon.
Wer sich fragte, warum wir den drin haben, er hat heute jemand wegen Beleidigung auf Facebook verklagt.
Why did we have Christian Wolf? Because he accused someone on Facebook from accusing him to be whatever. So he's gonna sue him.
Ansonsten wisst ihr, wir haben ja noch diesen kleinen Podcast, den
we still have this little podcast. Some of you might listen to.
One more thing.
And there's one more thing.
Eine Million.
It has more than 1 million downloaded episodes from Alternative Flows.
Ja, und damit sind wir noch am Ende und vielen Dank.
And this is the end of our little presentation, and thank you.
So, thank you for listening. This was the 28th C3 Live Translation Team. Thank you for listening. If you were listening, please just give us feedback in the Twitter hashtag 28C3EN, that's 28C3 and EN for English. And thanks, just give it a shout if you listen to us, if you like it, if you didn't like it, feedback, whatever. My name is Julian, and we're introducing our whole team.
My name is Catherine.
I'm Matthias.
This is Kai.
And this is Sebastian. Thanks for listening.